opening. Christmas Eve 2014, the wise men travel to Farm and Fleet. Well, okay then. What do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, Chicago Tribune film critic Michael Phillips will take the stage, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who celebrates Hanukkah Mishmashazah, it's Michael Feldman.
You want to do that over again? We can start the whole thing over again.
Hanukkah Mishmashazah.
Hanukkah Mishmashazah.
Like that. Hanukkah Mishmashazah. There you go.
Huh? Sarah Nix, ladies and gentlemen, already in the holiday spirit. Okay. We got it. This is our annual holiday, okay, Christmas office party. I said it, and I'm glad. We got a good crowd here. But it's not just Christmas. It's Festivus and Kwanzaa. And what's the other one? Hanukkah. That's right. You know, the only problem with Hanukkah is we cannot agree on how to spell it. I like the chuh myself because it separates people. You know, people who don't celebrate it cannot actually say Hanukkah. Try and say Hanukkah once. See? No, you know, nothing like it. You're celebrating something else there. You're celebrating Hanukkah. That, there's no such holiday. It's Hanukkah. So Molotov. The governor tried to say Hanukkah. I like to hear that come on when that comes up. You'd have to have some chutzpah to say Hanukkah is what I'm thinking. Okay, in all the holiday news that isn't, a Bitcoin was dropped in the Salvation Army kettle at Macy's. Still can't find it. May not exist. Could be an imaginary currency. What can you do? But it's the thought that counts. As to the current price of the 12 days of Christmas, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. Okay, $27,631.21 if you're going to do all 12 days. See, I told you you couldn't afford it. Price of swans, the most volatile items, have stabilized. They are pricey at $7,000. Is that for seven swans? Huh? Yeah. $1,000 a swan? I don't know. I'll think about it. Partridge are up $5 to $20. And just one of those, so that's a good deal. In fact, I would do the partridges instead of the swans. Okay, fine. I'll just go on with this then. The cost of 8 days of Hanukkah. Gone are the days when I could give little Ellie and Nora the same gift for 8 days. It was real time and money saver. And they were excited to get it each time. It was just a lousy dreidel, you know. So it varies quite a bit, I'm saying. Fortunately, also gone are the days when I carefully thought out and bought that which they absolutely hated. And they finally forbid me to gift them anything but cash. That was a turning point. That lasted, I'd say, about age eight. Eight and six, little ones. Now, of course, for my 20-somethings, less sentimental gifts, a down payment, co-sign a loan, little for the old debit card, parking tickets, you know, it's, you got to play it by ear. No. A little sad. Need to put the ha back in Hanukkah. Or better yet, the ha. Oh, let's see. Starting a new tradition, President Obama will pardon the Christmas ham. The hottest Christmas toy this season for boys, anything Minecraft. And for girls, anything they say it is. Those of you spending Christmas in Japan, remember Christmas cake means sponge cake in Japan. But also, Christmas cake may mean an unmarried woman over 25, so be careful how you use it. It's true. Denmark claims sovereignty over the North Pole, but assures children everywhere Santa Claus will be grandfathered in, so don't worry about it, kids. The Danes are good people. We'll watch out for them. The Dugar. Dugar, isn't it? The Dugars? Family? Duggars? The Duggars? Okay, Dugar sounds better. They should consider that. Duggar. Okay, okay. The Duggar family Christmas cards, well, at 14 by 48 foot billboards, really, have been sent out, but they've gotten so pricey, the list has been cut way down for the Duggars. Expensive. Your neighbor's Christmas lights are visible from space. The upside is any alien invasion goes next door. This year's hot holiday clothing means the ugly Hanukkah sweater. This is even uglier than any Christmas sweater you've ever seen, the Hanukkah sweater. Featuring a menorah that runs from wrist to wrist when you hold your arms out. And you could even stick candles in your arms if you want to go all the way with it. Boy, is it ugly. Gloria and George Buddy Witherow of Smyrna, Tennessee, have 50 themed Christmas trees in their ranch house. We believe this is the record, 50 trees in their house. It's not a big house, even. And they're all themed. They have the Bob Hope Tree of Gulf, a Noah's Ark tree with two of every kind of ornament, and the deck the boughs with Elvis jumpsuits tree, my personal favorite. That's a nice tree. In other news, psychologists say that people with blow-up Christmas lawn ornaments are an entirely different type. They wouldn't say what type they were. I think that's still debatable. Star in the east this Yuletide means gas has dropped below $2 a gallon. Governor Scott Walker makes up for his Molotov gaffe by lighting the giant Megillah in the Wisconsin state capitol. The whole Megillah. Thank you very much for coming. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. And a fine Festivus to you all.